Hey everyone, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so happy you've joined us. Today we have Dave Scott from Plymouth, Massachusetts.
A few years ago, we had a neighbor and he had decided to partner with a housing developer and he planned to put in about 24 homes. And the plan included cutting through a transitway through our neighborhood. It seemed kind of extreme. So our neighborhood actually got together and formed a group to seek changes in the plan. The result was there were many acrimonious planning board meetings in the town, very public meetings that were not pleasant. And our neighbor, the man who was working with the developer, was not happy. He expressed his anger. And eventually, yes, the plans were altered. It cost him and the developer 2 or 3 houses. But I still wrestled with this question, do you love your neighbor? And I thought, some of them I do. But this guy, honestly, I wasn't really seeing him as my neighbor. I was seeing him more as an enemy. The Bible gives us some directions about that, you know, about loving your neighbor and not hating your enemy, but loving your enemy as well. I really wrestled with how do I, first of all, getting to a point where I could see my neighbor in a loving way, and then what would I do to show that? So I kept praying to see the qualities in him that God saw in him. And then I kept praying, so how do I express that? I really was wrestling with fear. So I kept praying, so Father, show me how I should do this, because I'm not sure how to do this. But I've learned from my study of Christian Science that despite what we may generally think, we're actually all spiritual ideas created by God. And so I knew this guy had to have all the qualities of God or goodness too. And one day, my daughter was playing at an indoor soccer match, and it turns out his daughter also had a soccer match there. And I thought, this may be the answer to my prayers. I need to go up to him and talk to him. And I had to sum up the courage to see him as an equal, as a dad, as a father of daughters, and to see him as another child of God. One God means that we are all children of God. We're all brothers and sisters, and we're not enemies. And so I walked up to him and held out my hand, and I said, hey, neighbor, how are you doing? And we talked as parents. So I felt like that was an answer to my prayers. I felt like there was fear that was conquered there. But the fear required an understanding that there was a higher power and trusting in divine love to care and protect me, as I did what I thought was the right thing to do.
Thank you for listening. You'll find a direct link to a recent Sentinel Watch with the extended version of Dave's healing in the description of this daily lift. See you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2022.